Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for a free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, and welcome to Empowerment Fridays, TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. Well, we want you to be empowered. We want you to stay empowered. But we know in order to do that, you have to have something down on the inside of you that speaks empowerment. So we are here to give you empowerment tips, empowerment nuggets of wisdom. We got things that we are going to be giving out today. We got a free gift to the first five callers on the line today. And let me tell you, the phones are filling up fast. So that tells me that people want to be empowered. We talked about this on the Lalisa Show on the debut episode. Do me a favor, go and watch the debut episode. If you can't find it on YouTube, you can find it on MySpace or Facebook, or you could go to Director Joshua Coates, and that's COATES. You can sign up. We're going to have a debut showing. You can watch the show almost anytime you want. You can pass it on to friends. Okay, you know, we have a lot of people. I'm supporting so many people who are asking people to vote for them so that they can get Oprah to give them a show. Well, I'm asking you to watch my show. I already have a show totally, fully produced, ready to rock and roll on every major network out there. All I need you to do is watch the show, send me an email or whatever, and by the time we get to TV One, we'll be able to say 1,000, 2,000, 25,000 people have already watched the show and do approve. Now, back to empowerment tip for today. Well, welcome to the show. If it's your first time tuning in to the Coach Lalisa Show, heard Monday through Friday, right here on Blog Talk Radio, the biggest, the absolute biggest radio network in the world, because the internet, I mean, everything is viral now. You can listen to Blog Talk on your iPads, your cell phones, your iPods, whatever other technological savvy instrument that you have. You can listen anywhere in the world. Give a shout out to my cousins, and I have some family members stationed in Spain. I know they listen to the show. They're watching the show. My friends and connections over there in Ohio, good morning. Good morning. Welcome. Alicia, special shout out to my girl Alicia down in South Jersey, mid-South Jersey. God bless you. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. Well, today we want to focus on the empowerment tip of the week. All right, you want to begin your week strong. So on Monday mornings, we are here with a powerful, powerful message for you every Monday. Tuesday, Wednesday, we have midweek motivation. Thursday, now, from now on Thursdays, I'm going to be giving out the balance of what I started yesterday, Lalisa's 101 Wisdom Keys. People, we need to have wisdom. Without wisdom, the people will perish. We must have the wisdom. It's not just enough to have money. All of us, we all know or have heard of someone who had a lot of money, but they had no wisdom to back them up, and they lost a lot of money. And so, again, like my good friend, the Dr. Dennis Kimbrough, who wrote Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice, like he said, the pocketbook can't grow until the mind grows. So we have to get our minds right. We got to fill our heads with wisdom. Knowledge is great and knowledge is wonderful, but wisdom is to be pursued like a diamond, like a precious jewel, a precious pearl, because once you have wisdom, listen to this, once you have wisdom and you couple that with knowledge and then triple it with action, you are unstoppable. In other words, the enemy cannot take you out. No tragedy, trauma, or triumph can come your way without you succeeding, getting the victory. Nothing can take you out. Not financial problems, not a bad economy, not an oil spill, not Michael Jackson passing away. Nothing can wipe you out when you have wisdom. So we get to did those wisdom keys, and we want to really, you know, just pour out to people what God has already poured into me. Also, empowerment is the very thing that you need if you're going to run the race, stay in the race, and win the race. You see, empowerment comes from within. So therefore, you have to wake up your own power. It's great and it's wonderful to have others support us and go rah, rah, rah. There's nothing wrong with that. We all need encouragement. We all need people around us to encourage us along the way. But if you know like I know, there are many days when it's very lonely and there's no one around to sing your praises. There's no one around to pump you up. There's no one around to say, okay, get up and get back in the fight. Keep going. Don't give up. Though everything around you looks like it's failing. You know, there are people who can be in situations where everything around you will look like it's failing. Now, you notice I said look and not is. Now, you may feel as though it's actually failing, but it's just a perception. I can definitely guarantee it, and I can actually prove it, but it would take me a time because I would have to change some thoughts and mindsets. But when things are failing around you, it's just a perception. I remember sitting at Fairleigh Dickinson University taking a class, and this was about 9, 10 years ago, or maybe a little longer, and I remember the professor was trying his best to get us to see, it was a communications course. So I thought, oh, communications, this is going to be easy, fun, you know, piece of cake, right? Oh, no, this guy had us looking at things that I never even considered conceivable to think about. But one of the things I remember, he was trying to convince us that everything is a perception first. And only a perception. It's only because of things are only a certain way because of the way you see it that way. And so that's why two people can be side by side almost and live different lives. Because the way people have perceived things. It is empowering to get a hold of your perception. Know what you're seeing. Know how you see things. Everything from living and guiding your own life to living and guiding the lives of your children to your spouse, to your job, your coworkers, your supervisors. You know, there are people on the job that this is going to really help them. A lot of people on the job and they're miserable. Well, they're miserable because they have a perception of misery. You have to change your perception. You have to change your perception. So that's our empowerment tip for today. Change your perception. If you change your perception, everything else you do, have, and say will also change. Okay? So today, the empowerment tip for this week is change your perception. In other words, you want to change how you see things. Begin to look at things. You design your own perception. Now, when we're children, we're pretty much just kind of brought along, and we have to pretty much go with the program of someone else. Our parents, our caregivers, those who took care of us, those who raised us, what have you, the schools, the places where we went for structure and learning and social discipline, right? That's what school basically is. That's what school is. School is nothing but social discipline and social learning. So Facebook and MySpace and all of these tools that we find so great are just a result of things that we've always done. There's always been social, there's always been society. People are social. You've heard people say we're social beings. We have to network and be around one another. I talk about it in my book, Release Your Power, how you can do nothing by yourself. I mean, think about it. Okay, we're here on the phone, maybe you're on the internet, but did you create that? No. Someone else did. So we need other people. Did you create a phone? I know for me, I wouldn't even know how to create a phone. And on top of that, I wouldn't even want to. If I knew how, I wouldn't want to sit and make a phone. And so I needed the very people that did want to do it, just like you need them. Same thing with almost, you can look at anything. So perception is what is going to empower us when we take control of it. The only way you're going to change your perception is that you have to take control of how you look at things. Now, some people are having an absolute worst time. For some people, outside of their, you know, losing a loved one, and I'm talking about like mother or father, whoever you were really, really close to. Outside of that, for some people, the next worst thing in the world is losing their job or losing their business, okay? Losing a loved one is like definitely at the top of the line. But losing a job or a loved one or your source of income. And the reality is that you cannot lose a source of income. People need to, you know, stop saying that. You can't lose a source of income because resources for income are endless. They're endless, I'm telling you. All of the very, very, very successful entrepreneurs know this, okay? There are people who have been in business hundreds and hundreds of years here in the United States and abroad much, much, much longer since the beginning of time. Therefore, you have to know that resources are endless. So you can't lose you can't lose your income. You have to lose, what you have to lose is maybe a particular way you were getting your income, all right? Let's just say if the only way you've been getting your income for the past 30, 40, 50, 20 years, 10 years is through working for someone else, and that's been and for most of us, that's the only way we get our income because that's the only thing we know. That's what grandma and grandpa did. That's what mom and dad did. That's what great-grandma and great-grandpa lived their whole lives to do, and that's what you were taught to do if you went to any type of formal schooling, unless you were trained at home, unless you were homeschooled. But for the most part, if you were sent to any kind of formal education, this is what you've learned. So, it's a perception. And guess what? There's another person just like you who didn't learn that. They learn that you start your own business. Doing what? doing whatever it is you have talents and gifts to do. Well, what talents and gifts do you have? Well, I don't know. Only you know what they are. You have to look at what gifts you have. You know, maybe you have, you know, the gift to sit still for long periods of time and play with numbers. Maybe that's your gift you have. For some people, trust me, they don't have that gift. If you have that, that's a gift. And every gift can be translated into some form of income for you. So, empowerment tip today is what? You're right. Change your perception. How do you change your perception? It sounds easy. It's not so hard, but it does take work. It does take work because the things that we view are things that we've been seeing all our lives. We've already built up our beliefs. We've already built up how we feel about it. Do you know how you ever had a feeling and, you know, you ever had, you go somewhere and sometimes people call it deja vu and they'll say, wow, it feels like this happened before. It feels like I've been here before. Well, the reason this happens sometimes is because of we have so many experiences that are really in our subconscious mind and we don't even realize that it's there and it's coming about until we walk into a situation or we walk into a place or we go somewhere and then that feeling will come up. Sometimes it feels like, but you were never here before. Well, that's because even when we dream, our thoughts also can go into our subconscious mind. So to change your perception, how you look at things, it's going to take some work. It's going to take some steps. So first you're going to look at, what are my beliefs? What do I believe? Write them down. Make a list of the things you believe. You know, I believe that people shouldn't be, I'm just saying, this isn't me. Now, I don't think like this, but some people do. I believe that people should, you know, work for somebody for 30 years and then retire, get a pension, and then complain about the pension not being enough. But then at that point in their life, being maybe too tired, worn out, to go and start something totally new, a totally new career or a totally new project or venture. So some people, that's their belief. Some people believe that, well, in order to be successful, you have to live in the same town as mom and dad and all my siblings. And if that was true, I would still be in Cincinnati. But I'm in New Jersey. I have no family members here other than through marriage. But I have no siblings, and I have four sisters, and we're very, very close. I would love to live in a town near them. My mother, though she passed away in 05, also lived in Cincinnati. She never left that city. So, you know, you don't have to stay, but that's a perception some people have. That's the way some people perceive happiness in life, and sometimes they stay stifled. You know, I think about what if I had stayed in Cincinnati. When I was in Cincinnati, things were really, really bad for me. I wasn't doing anything good. I wasn't doing anything great. I was always in trouble. And, you know, trouble was okay when you're young, maybe. You get a, you know, SWAT in school, and then you go from there, you're on punishment. But, you know, it kept going. Next thing I know, I ended up in jail. I'm like, oh, okay, hold up here. This isn't good. This isn't right. What, something's wrong with this picture? You know, eventually I got a perception eventually, and I saw the progression. I saw how, well, wait a minute, you were getting, you know, patted on the hand in kindergarten. Then you went to getting SWATs in the second and third grade. Then you went to expulsion by the time you were in seventh, eighth grade. Now you're 19, 20, now you're in jail. Wait a minute. You know, let's stop this thing. So, but one thing I perceive, though, about progression and how things can evolve is that, but it could work on the other end at the same time. You want to do something positive with your life. You know, you can start small and it'll grow. So I came to New Jersey, let me tell you. I was a hot mess. I had absolutely nothing. I had no money, no job. I was in a stolen car. I had one bag of clothing. I had a couple of cute dresses and a nice suit because I always loved clothes. So I always had, you know, cute things. that were cute yet had, you know, class too, because that's the way my mother raised us. So I had those cute little outfits, and that's all I had. And I came to New Jersey, and the wonderful thing is that a sister of mine, this is how destiny played into this, a sister of mine had already moved to New Jersey back in maybe like 85. So she'd already been living here at least 2 or 3 years. So here I come, maybe 85, 86. It must have been 85, because here I come in 87, and she's living in the Colonnades, and I just showed up one day. I didn't really get an invite. They had told me that, oh, one day you come to New Jersey, you know, things are good there. But I didn't call. They didn't even know I were coming. Her and her husband and their two little girls were living in the Colonnades on the 11th floor. I'll never forget it. So here I come to New Jersey, and I ring their doorbell. My sister was at work. It was just so funny. My brother-in-law, he was like, what are you doing here? And I'm like, hey, I'm here. You know, you guys said if I ever needed a place to stay, here I am. And he took me out to my sister's job. She was working at the eye doctor at the time out in, I believe, Bloomfield on Broad. Now, I knew nothing. I had never been to New Jersey a day in my life. Don't ask me how I knew how to get here, but I did. And to Colonnades of all places, I can't believe it. But I had the address. There was no MapQuest back then, okay? There was no MapQuest. There was no GPS. Trust me, I rode around, stopping every gas station I could, asking where the Colonnades were. And you know what? A lot of people in New Jersey don't know where the Colonnades. They sent me to Jersey City. Oh, I was all over the place. Oh, it's hilarious. But back to perception. Change, change, change. That's empowerment. When you can change how you think, how you look. Look at your situation differently. Don't look at the fact that, you know, you may have just lost your job. You may have just lost your tuition resource. Okay, that's another thing I could talk about. When I was right in the midst of working on my PhD, okay, now I have already gone through an associate, a bachelor's, and an MBA. Here I am in a PhD. I thought this was going to be gravy, piece of cake. Well, let me tell you. Right in the middle of that PhD, I ran out of funding. You know, when you get government loans and student loans, there's a limit that they will put on the amount of money that you can get, blah, blah, blah. So, but the thing is, I looked at it like, okay, this is it. It's over. Forget it. Give up. But you know what? When I changed my perception, everything has changed. Now I'm accepted back at the school. I'm doing, you know, going to be going full steam ahead. Why? Because I didn't see it as the end, but I saw it as, you know what, let me keep the door open. Let me just keep it open. And one day I was doing a showcase. I ran into a woman who is also at an online school working on her PhD, and we began to talk, and she told me some strategies, some tips that I could do in order to get the income stream open back up for college tuition. Sure enough, I pursued it, and the door did open. So, but it's the way we look at it. But had I looked at it as this is over, this is closed, I would have shut that door and kept going, and I would have never mentioned it. But the fact that I left the door open, because now my perception now is to leave the door open on a lot of things that in the past I would have closed the door or closed the idea. You know, it's like with business. You know, when it comes to income, you know, we find, and I was doing some research, and I found someone who said that in America, it's much easier for people to accept, you know, certain things, but it's so hard for them to accept the possibilities that are endless for our lives. It's hard for us to think that there's endless possibilities. You know, we'll quickly perceive that, you know what, it can't be done. But we must get to the point where we realize it can be done. And guess who's going to do it? You. Guess how you're going to do it? By changing your perception. Okay? So empowerment tip, you want to close the week out strong. Begin to do it. Take little small steps. You know, again, sit down, write down some of your most common basic beliefs, whether it's about relationship, it could be about money, You know, a lot of people are still single because of their, and they want to be married, but it's some, maybe some belief that they have about relationship that really is not working for them. But it's their perception, and that's how they've always seen it. Nobody ever does it this way. It's never been done before, and I can't do it either. Well, the perception, you can change it and say, nobody's ever done it? Well, I'm going to be the first. Never been done before? Well, I'll be the first to do it. No one else can do it? Well, I'm going to be that one person that's going to make that difference, that's going to make that change. And so some people say, well, you can't change people. You can't change other people. Absolutely right. But guess what can happen? You can change you. You can always change you. You have 100% control to change yourself. And this is what some people know. It's almost like a secret. The moment you change, everything around you will change. Everything and everybody. That's like definitely one of the secrets. I'm surprised it wasn't in the movie. It probably was. You know, the movie, The Secret, it probably was in there. The moment you change, if not, it's definitely going to be one of the wisdom keys. When you change, everything and one around you must change. Now, they're going to change in one of two ways. They're going to either get on board or they're going to leave. It's one or the other. But change is change. If they get on board, that's them changing. If they leave, that's them changing. So either way, you can change. So the one thing you can't change is you. Our weekly tip is change your perception. Change how you look at things. Begin to look at things in terms of your goals and your dreams. Every situation that you come across, every opportunity, every person that you meet, look at how that is moving you closer to your goal and your dream. Now remember, your goal and your dream is going to help thousands, if not millions of people. So you have a purpose. You have a cause to live out. You have a command from God, first and foremost, to live out your goal and your dream in life. You must do it. And don't be afraid, okay? You have to do it. You're going to do it. That's destiny. So you're going to keep moving. We have 1 minute left to the show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. Thank God it's Friday. Empowerment Fridays right here on the Coach Lalisa Show. We will be back next week. We got a great week lined up for you, headed into the 4th of July weekend. Empowerment to the extreme. We have Miss Fran said she's going to come back. She has some awesome things to share with you all. You know, she was the one who shared about sponsorship. She wants to come back. I'm telling you, this show is heating up. The phone lines are jammed. All of you are going to get your free gift. Oh, let me tell you, your free gift today, you're going to get one free ticket to the Empowerment Conference of the Year. You're going to get free tickets. So you got to email me at info@lalisajwilliams.com and let me know that you are on the call today. You're going to get a free ticket. It values at $25, so you get a $25 ticket, and with your ticket, you're going to get to bring one free guest to the Empowerment Conference on July 17th, Saturday morning, 9 to 1, Newark, New Jersey. If you can't go, for whatever reason, you already have a previous engagement, I hope not, but if you do, give the ticket, bless someone else, empower their life. Especially to someone close, because it's going to be empowerment to the max on that day. All right, it's been great, it's been real, and I want you to be empowered.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. But we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge, share the love, share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lilisa J. Williams.
Why? Oh, wow. Good for you. That's like some people who play the lottery. They always win. Okay. Well, see, hold on 1 second. Hold on. Let me call you back on my home phone.